not only does the heat recovery system pay for itself within, you know, a few months, as long as you operate, you're actually saving. It reduces your overhead costs of operating that data center.
That's Doug Garday, a data center design engineer with Intel Information Technology. He's talking about a new system Intel IT has designed to capture the heat coming off the equipment in the data center and recycle it to warm offices and heat up water elsewhere.
About 5 years ago, where we saw new types of IT equipment with very, very high power consumption. The question back then was, could we build a 300 to 500 watt per square foot data center? Is it even feasible to try to cool equipment with air in that high of a power density?
LIT likes a good challenge. Doug Garday brought his background in calculating energy balances in heating and cooling systems to bear on this problem. Here's how he and other engineers at Intel took this one on.
Instead of focusing on trying to deliver more cold air into the area and cool equipment, we took a completely new, unique approach of actually drawing the hot air out of the equipment.
The result? An ingenious system that saves energy by recovering data center heat and using it to heat the rest of the building. IT cost controllers will like this. In a recently constructed Intel development center in Israel, the data center heat recovery system saves an estimated $235,000 annually. How does the system work? Doug Garday explains what happens to the hot air after it comes off the equipment and is captured.
What we did was prevented it from mixing with the cold air, providing a much more stable and much more efficient environment for these IT equipment and servers. We then went on to the next steps. At the time, the norm was to use a very cold chill water system of 40 to 42 degrees. And we found out that when we drew the heat away from the equipment and prevented from mixing in the data center, that we didn't have to use 42 degree chill water anymore. We could actually use 55 degree chill water, which then enabled us to run our chilled water plant much more efficiently. Then in the next evolutionary step, we said, well, if we only need to produce 55 degree chilled water and our chillers are running more efficiently, we can actually then raise our condenser water temperature up to actually use as a heating water source. Once we got everything balanced, all the different flows and the amount of energy, it became a very useful system to saving energy for the factory.
The engineers found there were two factors to making the system cost-effective: a constant source of heat and a demand for that heat. Garday said data centers meet both requirements.
The data center computing load is relatively constant. These data centers are producing relatively a constant amount of heat year-round. That becomes very important in the winter months when you're looking to use that heat. The second thing that the data centers provide, especially with some of the latest blade servers, is the air that's coming out of these servers can be very warm. What that does for you is that heat then can then be captured by the chilled water system and provide a very warm chilled water return. And in turn, that actually enables you to then produce the heating water out of these chilled water systems that you can use for heat recovery.
In part two of this podcast, we'll talk about the benefits and return on investment of Intel IT's heat recovery system. We'll also take a closer look at a system Intel has implemented in its first green certified building, a development center in Israel. Catherine Girardeau, PodTech.net.